It's the Mornings with Ed Show. We are now straight up at 10 o'clock. A very good morning to you. A lot of things happened this past Tuesday night at the city council meeting, and a lot of things happen every Tuesday night at the city council meeting, it seems. And to give us a little rundown of what's taking place is our mayor, Mayor Bob Whalen, in with us. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm great, Ed. How are you? Thanks for taking me a little bit later than normal today.
No problem at all. We if anyone understands how busy you are, it is this town. Trust me, we understand exactly how busy you are. it wasn't a round of golf or anything, was it?
Well, gee, do I have to tell you the truth on that?
Well, no matter what, we're glad you're here. Thank you for being here. And it seemed Tuesday night, after a lot of debate and a decent chunk of time of just sitting empty, we're finally moving forward with the Coast Inn renovation. And there were some compromises. What were some of the compromises in order to move forward?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, there was passionate views on both sides of the issue. Like so often here in Laguna. And what we ended up doing in the end was the project was approved. The roof deck was reduced in size from about 3,700 square feet to 2,500 square feet. We reduced the number of umbrellas up there. The applicant agreed to pay for several in-lieu parking places and got approved with a 4-1 vote. We'll see. Obviously, the next step for that project will be Coastal, so they're going to have to run the gauntlet there.
Okay. So when could we expect work to start? I'm imagining certainly not immediately.
No, I think, you know, it will all depend on whether Coastal, you know, how quickly they put it on their agenda, number one, which I think would be several months away at best. And then, you know, whether they want modifications to the project, which they then remand, you know, back to us possibly. And then, of course, there's always the possibility of, you know, lawsuits being filed to challenge the approval. So we'll just have to see how it plays out. But, you know, when it gets to construction at some point down the road, and I certainly hope it does, it'll be a beautiful Spanish colonial revival. I think it'll be a great looking piece of architecture.
Right. I think we're all really looking forward to the renovation. I can't wait to see what it ends up looking like. And thank you and congratulations for moving forward on that. We're going to be installing a culvert on Coast Highway near Broadway. And if anybody in town has been here for 10 years, you remember those horrible floods we had there at that spot 10 years ago. It's really necessary. Is it strictly a Caltrans project or is this a combination? And I'm wondering about cost and funding.
Yeah, so it is the one year we talked about Tuesday night is the Caltrans portion of the project.
Okay.
The city, if you, you know, down at Main Beach, you know, you saw a bunch of work being done for the last couple months at the outfall on the beach. That was us. We reconstructed our portion of it. Caltrans has now got to come in and do the under the highway piece, and it's going to be a challenge. I mean, as he explained the other night, the Caltrans representative, there's really no alternative. It's almost a 100-year-old culvert. You know, we saw some photos of rusting rebar and decrepit concrete. So there's no choice. It has to be done. It's going to be starting September 8th on their current schedule, run through about October 20th, although even he admitted that their contractor thought that was optimistic. And we'll be down to one lane each direction for most, if not all, of that period.
Wow. Okay. And we are ripping up the busiest spot in town as far as preparation for detours. And yeah, one lane in each direction at that spot of town is something we'll have to get used to in those few months. How are we prepping for that? Are we going to have officers directing traffic or...
Well, the city manager said the other night, you know, he's got a team assigned to it now. They're going to meet with Caltrans. I mean, I think there's some, obviously, we'll have to have traffic, like the traffic monitors we have out there on weekends, directing people off the highway and how to get through town. And even more important than that, and Caltrans said they may have some CHP, you know, presence to assist with it as well. But my suggestion the other night, and I think he agreed, was we're going to need signs down at Crown Valley and up at Newport Coast,
right?
Big signs that say, don't, you know, major construction on Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, use an alternate route, boom, you right. know, up Newport Coast or up Crown Valley. If you can avoid coming through Laguna on your commute, for those 2 months, you're going to be a lot happier than trying to fight your way through town.
Right. And if I can make one suggestion on those signs, the word major should be in all caps and thicker than everything else, because it's major construction. Now, October, they're hoping to get it done by then because of the rainy season. If we do start to see some rains, they can't work during the rains, or how is this going to work?
Well, you know, we asked some of those questions the other night, and he's going to get with the contractor and get us better answers. I mean, I think that if there were a major rain event, the concern is that they might not be able to divert the flow, you know, to the beach without having some flooding there in the area.
Right.
So, as the Caltrans guy said, he's just done. I'm doing a drought dance, you know, for October and November. So, they'll, I'm sure, have some plans in place to deal with that. But let's just hope we don't have a major October rain surprise.
Right. Let's keep our fingers crossed there. As we walk through town, we're seeing new signs. There's new masking signage everywhere. And this past weekend, you had trolley drivers as mask ambassadors handing out masks in South Laguna and other areas. Was it a success?
Yeah, we got a good report from the police department the other night at the meeting. They felt it was a huge success, that, you know, gave out hundreds of masks, and most everyone was, you know, willing to take them. Not everybody put them on, as the chief said, but, you know, everybody took them pretty much with a smile, and a lot of people put them on. And we're going to be out there again this weekend, you know, with the same effort. And, you know, hopefully people will wear them as they walk to and from the beach. I think that's the biggest, maybe that's the biggest issue, you know, as we said to each other last week. You don't have to wear them on the beach if you can distance, but when you're walking to the beach from your car, walking back, you know, where sidewalks are crowded and crosswalks are crowded, you know, just throw a mask on for a few minutes and until you get to your car, and you're going to be a lot safer for yourself and for others around you.
Yeah, you know, the last couple of weeks, I've been noticing more residents as I go up and down the staircases on either one of these beaches. I've noticed more in-towners wearing masks as they go up and down the beaches. So, congratulations.
Yeah, I agree. I think the mask, it's not anywhere near where I'd like to see it, but it's certainly moving in the right direction, which is a positive step. And I think, you know, we're starting to see some. We're still at a peak, but we're starting to see some leveling off in terms of, you know, new cases and hospitalizations. You know, I think what all the health officers are looking at is, you know, if we're about getting to be 2 weeks or so into this rollback, you know, and the mask order from the governor, we'll see if it should start working if people start following those rules, and we'll, you know, peak and hopefully start declining and eventually get off the watch list again.
Well, you mentioned the numbers, and here in Laguna Beach, each day now, you and I talked about it was flat for a while at 40, 41, 42. Each day now throughout the month of July, we've seen a growth. We're at 132 positive cases now, up from where we were in July 1st, which was 56 cases. Just a reminder to everybody, please wear a mask out
there.
Yeah, what do we have coming up next week?
We actually get the week off next week.
Oh, nice.
We've got August 11, which will be our only meeting in August. We get a break the second half of August. We've been meeting a lot for the last several months, and long meetings too. So I don't recall next week we can talk about what's on the 11th. I'm
sure.
Not exactly front of mind right now. On
sure.
That.
I'll tell you what, you just enjoy between now and then. You need to take that time and just enjoy between now and then. Mayor Whalen, we realize how busy you are and how important the work you do for us is. I do appreciate the time you spend with us this morning.
I always enjoy it, Ed, and appreciate the thoughtful questions, and, you know, hopefully the community finds it informative. So thanks, and have a great day.
They do, and thank you, sir. You as well. 10:09 the time.